Coach, you got to get back up on the box. You ain't ready. This is Brian Kane with the Mental Performance Daily Podcast, and a Saturday story takes us back to October 7th, 2017, University of Houston Football Stadium. I'm with the SMU Mustangs getting ready to take on the Houston Cougars, and in the locker room before the game, man, there's a tension, there's that nervous energy, there's that rivalry, there's that juice that you only get on a college football Saturday in Texas. I'm in the SMU locker room. We're going through the normal pregame routine, which there at the time, their great head coach, Chad Morris, one of the best coaches I've ever worked with, goes through the pregame talk with the team. And he's all fired up. It's a rivalry game. It's a big game. And we start getting ready to head out of the locker room. And Courtland Sutton, who was one of the leaders on that team, an all-pro wide receiver with the Denver Broncos, says, "Hey, coach, get back up on the box. Get back on the box. We ain't ready." Coach Morris used to stand up on this equipment box so we could look at all the players and everybody could see them in the locker room. You know, football players are very tall, so you got to elevate yourself, getting up on the box. And they proceeded to go through the pony up creed. And the pony up creed that they said before every game and that every player had to say before the end of camp to earn their stripes on their helmet was essentially their core values of their program and the definition of those values. I haven't been with SMU football since 2017. Let me give you the pony up creed. I've got it. It's a part of me. Because when you live something and it's important to you, it never goes away. So the entire team in unison, we are accountable to each other and do what we say we will do. We have the energy and work ethic to compete at the highest level. We are physically and mentally tough and at our best on every play. We are a family that puts the team first. We have the discipline to do what's right at all time. We have the confidence, belief, and faith that our process will bring results. We are a band of one-play warriors. We are SMU. Boom! Out the locker room they go. And as usual, I'm hanging out, the last guy to go out of the locker room. Coach Morris is waiting because he's in the box and the doors at the back of the locker room in front of him. So all the players start going out. Just look at him. He looks at me. And you had that moment where you knew that the culture was taken on by those players. Now, I'd like to say we went out and steamrolled the Cougs. It didn't work that way. They won. Culture, mental performance, having a creed, a set of values and definitions that every person in your organization knows. It's not a magic pill, but it's about as close as you're going to get. It's setting that culture, those beliefs that drive behaviors, that when you get people living out of a culture, living out of a set of shared beliefs, and they drive those behaviors to be winning behaviors, you're giving yourself the best chance for success. So that day, that was a moment where it was clear, it was evident that those players led by Courtland Sutton had taken ownership of that culture to be accountable, to bring energy and work ethic, to have that physical and mental toughness, to be that family, have discipline, and compete with confidence, belief, and faith that their process would bring results. My question for you is the culture that you're creating, whether it be in your organization, whether it be with your team, or be for yourself, what are the core principles that are driving your behavior? What's a creed as defined by a statement of belief that you could write for yourself to remind you of your core values or core principles and how you define them?
Thanks for checking out Mental Performance Daily with Brian Kane, an Ironclad original. If you like the show, be sure to leave us a rating, review, and comment. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're a coach or athlete looking to master mental performance, but not quite sure where to go next to get started, simply go to briankane.com and click on free courses. I've put together a free 3-day mini course for coaches and one for athletes where I teach you the exact launching point, the starting place for you to begin your journey into mastering mental performance. Just head over to briankane.com and click on free courses to get started today.